A dodecahedron of disciples cross legs, sliding robes up to where bare legs appear, very close to where the foot crosses under the table, slightly above the cap of knee, and the cinctures dangle beside yet unbroken seats. Steadying the faith, surprise grows to a stealthy stall of distrust, and 11 lips in gaping stare wonder which of the 12 conducted betrayal's wand unto their friend, whose only crime was offering assistance to those who no one else seemed to care. The loss of equilibrium jumps about, leaping from the apex to the nadir, from the elating aura endearing from the sky to the paramount of despair, drowning salvation in a land of doubtful savages lining unpaved roads for a chance to see the barbarian free, while the dove becomes the scapegoat for man's sick obsession with a bloodthirst promoted by politicians only concerned with how ploys can stir their future safe, allowing greed to replace what love's been in the process of overtaking, and therefore it's all every bit and more. Left to linger amongst the lion's den to the barren shore, where fish flop about in frenzied gasps of suffocating decree, amongst the scuffed dust aerating the palaces of the brutal side of a society where snakes and fleas covet the skin of those lonely souls he chose to abet their claims to enter the gates above. Yet now the compass has been dampened through the brisk of rain, spilling its yet blessed fluidity in waves and tides, supplanting the Eucharistic possibility with a severance that cuts free each precious corded gnarl, a knot that binds the sinner's soul with his own, forgiving each for their forbearances and mortal flaws, allotting these same men with a taste of salvation, delivered to them in well-doused and overfilling cups, promising a future when none can think that such outcomes could ever possibly exist. And yet they create the plague by choosing the cruel representation, simply because he's one of their own. He's one of those whom they've always known, who's lived in times of tumults alongside their positions on the streets, obsessing after that which provides the easiest route out of poverty, away from the agonizing questions posed when stomachs growl, when lacking feed.